This is macOS Ken.
Financial analysts hurt my head. Pay later is more prominent in Apple Wallet. And highest to lowest, it's Apple TV Plus. It is Friday, the 5th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from macOS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. How good do things look for Apple right now? So good that Moffitt Nathanson analyst and co-founder Craig Moffitt decided that keeping a price target on Apple of $139 was looking kind of silly. Because yeah, until this week, he had a price target on Apple, currently trading at about $240, of $139. He hasn't really seen the light as much as stopped hitting himself on the head with a hammer in the darkness. Barron's wrote up his, let's call it thinking. He's pleased where Apple stands amid tariff turmoil today, thanks largely to supply chain diversification. U.S.-bound product coming from India and Vietnam rather than China looks to have been a smooth move on Apple's part. There's certainly a risk that tariffs ratchet up or the Trump administration just finds another way to get back to the same place, according to Moffitt, but it increasingly feels that the tariff threat is manageable. Additionally, there was this week's Google ruling. Moffitt likes that the search giant will be able to keep paying Apple tens of billions of dollars per year for default search placement in Safari. That said, he doesn't see the sort of growth for Apple that other analysts seem to be pricing into their ratings and targets. So while he no longer has a sell rating on Apple, because yeah, he had one of those until this week, he doesn't see the shares as a buy either. He used his note to upgrade Apple to hold with a price target of $225. Apple starts trading today at $239 and change. Nearly as vapid, but in a positive way, was CNBC's Jim Cramer. A post from the financial site had Cramer telling folks Wednesday that Apple has a cunning plan. Get AI providers to pay for placement on iPhone. If that sounds familiar, it should. It's what a number of analysts, including Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives and Morgan Stanley analyst Eric Woodring, were saying after this week's Google decision. Talking of Tuesday, Cramer said Wednesday, yesterday Apple had no cards, today they have all of the cards. Turns out Apple always had an AI strategy. Pay to play. You pay them, not they pay you. According to CNBC, Cramer's thinking is that Apple doesn't need to buy or build an AI powerhouse of its own at this point. Rather, big chatbot names will need to compete for default positioning in Apple's ecosystem, specifically the billion-plus active iPhones out there. There isn't a clear winner right now in the chatbot space, says Cramer, but if you can pay Apple a fortune to make yours the default, someone's going to write that check. Hopefully it won't be one of the ones that's talking people into killing each other or themselves. And yeah, if you're wondering, it was me saying that, not Cramer. He's just mad money. While Cramer's off to the races, Morgan Stanley analyst Eric Woodring still seems to be sizing up the track. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note he wrote this week after the Google ruling. In our view, wrote the analyst, what needs to be settled before shares can regain more momentum is clarity on Apple's AI strategy, which recent reports indicate is slowly emerging following a shakeup of the Apple intelligence team earlier this year. But everything is not AI, and vice versa. Apple has a phone event coming up next week. Not sure you've heard. While a number of analysts and industry watchers think Apple will raise the price on the iPhone 17 line, Woodring seems concerned around the possibility. Quoting his note again, Apple still needs to execute, but the path to overperformance is getting clearer to us, and what will matter most at next week's iPhone launch event is pricing, a still underappreciated growth tailwind. You know what's funny? Rereading that, I can't tell whether he's concerned that Apple will raise iPhone prices, potentially turning some customers off, or that Apple won't raise prices, potentially leaving money on the table. Que sera, sera. Mr. Woodring has an overweight rating on Apple's shares. His price target on the shares is $240. Apple's Wallet app has reportedly made the pay later process easier to handle. A piece from 9to5 Mac says a pay later options option is now available for wallet users running iOS 18 or iOS 26. All you have to do is hit the plus button in the top right corner of the app to get it going, according to the piece, which sounds a lot easier than the old process. Until now, says 9to5 Mac, you would choose and set up a pay later option during the Apple Pay checkout process. So at the time of purchase, you double-click your phone's side button to initiate Apple Pay, then choose other cards and pay later options, and walk through the setup process for a pay later option. Taking care of all of that before the moment of checkout should prove a lot more convenient, according to the site. That assumes, of course, that you can find it. I tried it out, just to see how easy it would be. The Pay Later Options option was not available for me. Maybe it's a slow roll, who knows. Putting Premiere in the palm of your hand, a piece from TechCrunch says Adobe has announced plans to make its video editing software, Premiere, available for iPhone pretty soon. Promised features include the ability to edit and export videos without any watermarks, the ability to trim, layer, and fine-tune frames, the ability to add automatic captions with stylized subtitles, support for video, audio, and text layers, support for 4K HDR, access to Adobe's stock library of music, sound effects, photos, graphics, and videos, and a bunch of AI crap. By which I mean Premiere on iOS will let users generate images, audio, or videos using text prompts, just like Orson Welles did. Premiere for iOS is expected in the App Store by the end of this month. Yesterday's games on today's hottest tech. Mac Rumor says a couple of retroistic titles have hit Apple Arcade this week. NFL Retro Bowl 26 and Jeopardy Daily. The first one looks like something for an early Nintendo, and yet despite its yesteryear styling, it features today's NFL rosters and players. As for the quiz show, well, it's a handheld version of the quiz show. I'm sorry, what is a handheld version of the quiz show? Those plus the kids' title My Talking Tom Friends Plus are now in Apple Arcade. That service runs $6.99 a month standalone. Alternatively, it comes bundled with the various Apple One bundles. Coming soon to Apple TV Plus, the third season of The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy. Spoiler alert, he's The Reluctant Traveler. Apple TV Plus issued a press release on the upcoming season with an attached trailer. Promoting the show, the release says after confronting his fears and stepping outside his comfort zone in the first two seasons, Levy is inching closer to becoming an avid traveler. But before he can claim that title, he's challenging himself to experience some of the most iconic adventures the world has to offer. Oh, the places he'll go this season include Austria, Canada, England, India, Ireland, Mexico, South Korea, and the U.S. Joining him on part of his journey, such luminaries as singer Michael Bublé, K-pop boy band Nowz, N-O-W-Z, I don't know, it's one of those two, former Indian cricketer Rahul Dravid, and Prince of Wales, Prince William, the Prince of Wales. I don't really know how titles work. Looks like all 8 episodes will hit Apple TV Plus 2 weeks from today, Friday, the 19th of September. Hey, maybe you can watch that on your new iPhone. In the meantime, you can watch the Season 3 trailer on your old iPhone. It's up now on YouTube. And finally today, coming sooner to Apple TV+, like it should already be there, the Spike Lee joint Highest to Lowest has hit the Cupertino streamer. Apple's description says, when a Titan music mogul, widely known as having the best ears in the business, is targeted with a ransom plot, he is jammed up in a life-or-death moral dilemma. Everybody talks about the movie being a reinterpretation of a film by Akira Kurosawa, but did you know that the Kurosawa film was based on a crime novel by Ed McBain? Heard that on a podcast. Denzel Washington leads the film cast. Jeffrey Wright and A$AP Rocky are along for the ride. Audiences give it an 85% score on Rotten Tomatoes, while critics give it an 89. Highest to Lowest is streaming now on Apple TV+. This week on the checklist, brought to you by Secure Mac, you've heard of single extortion and double extortion ransomware attacks, but that number goes higher. Do you know how high? You will after this week's show. Plus, checking in on the state of the state of Nevada, because we just can't help ourselves. That is all on episode 439. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOS Ken. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOS Ken at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.